Keep walking now toward the church, and stop when the path turns to the right. You'll come to the grave of Mr. James Otis, one of the key players in the Revolution, forgotten by many over time. See his grave on the right? Otis was called the firebrand of the Revolution. He was a born orator, a fire-breathing speech spewer. His words were like lightning bolts from the sky. Sadly, as he aged, he made less and less sense. One night, at a tavern, a British official smashed him on the head with a cane, speeding his descent into senility. But for years, Otis envisioned his own death.
I hope when God shall take me into eternity, that it will be by a flash of lightning.
One afternoon, as he sat in his family's farmhouse, a thunderstorm rolled in. James stood and walked outside to the porch. A bolt screamed down, and the firebrand of the Revolution lay dead, killed by lightning.
All right, we're going to turn around now and walk back out the graveyard. Pause the tour now, and meet me on the other side of the street. Turn left now, and begin walking toward the Beantown Pub sign. The Beantown Pub's on your right. I've lost a little money there playing pool. Now you're going to cross Bosworth Street. Now you're on the other side of Bosworth Street. Stop at the corner of this brick building. Look across the street, into the burying ground. Do you see the rock in the graveyard? It's just beyond the fence. There's a green plaque on it. There's probably an American flag there, too, waving in the breeze.
That is the deathbed of Samuel Adams, the man who ignited the Revolution.
It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in people's minds.
You'll hear more of him in a few minutes, and one of his greatest accomplishments, the Boston Tea Party. To the left lie the victims of the Boston Massacre, 5 men in a mass grave. But more of this terrible night later, when you'll stand where these men were gunned down.
Keep walking up Tremont Street now. Go past the Tremont Temple on your right. You see the sign for the Omni Parker House Hotel? It's up ahead. Walk to that. Now you're going to turn in the revolving doors on your right. Go in there, into the hotel. Walk into the lobby straight ahead. Go to the chandelier in the center of the lobby.